podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 4, episode 25, episode number 160. It's also our first episode in 2020. How's it going?
Good. Oh. First episode of a new decade.
Wow, the new decade.
Which I think more people did get on board with it being a new decade as yes. As the punditry went on. So I think we were right the first time.
Totally.
It's just a nice, it's a rounder number. It's just, yeah. I feel like if we waited to 2021, it'd be kind of a letdown.
Totally. Yeah.
How was everybody's holidays?
Good. Good, good.
How was your trip, Shandy?
It was good. We were lucky in that we were not affected by any of the crazy strikes going on in France. So we totally were lucky there. Made it to Ireland and back on Air France and like missed the big strikes by like 2 days. So that was cool. Yeah, it was good. I mean, France was France. Like, I hadn't been for 3 years, which is really, really long for me. Actually, we used to go like every year. So it was a really long time to not have gone there. So it was good to see everyone. And, you know, we just had like a million people to see. So like we didn't even really have time to go to Paris or anything, which again was fine because like the metro wasn't really running. So
right.
Paris without transportation is just like, you know, not as great. So yeah, that was good. And then we went to Ireland and that was super fun. I got sick during like partially in France and then it got worse in Ireland. So that part was kind of a bummer, but, like, I still managed to enjoy myself and we still did a lot of like sightseeing and stuff. And Ireland was just, yeah, really, really, really cool. And, definitely a destination to put on your list. The sheep are really cute and it's just as green as everyone says. And like the ruins, there are ruins everywhere, just like everywhere. And I had been to Dublin before once when I was in college, but it was a really short trip and we mostly stayed in the city. And so I didn't really get the full sort of like Irish experience, I guess. But this time driving around, it really just hit me like just how there really are ruins like everywhere. And like in France, there are ruins that date back to like the Romans and stuff. And like, you know, there are like amazing aqueducts and stuff that, that were made 2000 years ago, like without, mortar and like crazy stuff like that. But in Ireland, it's just like everywhere, absolutely everywhere. Like all of these super, super old, ruins and monuments. And, that was really cool. And then we also rented a car to drive around the country and survive driving on the left-hand side, which I
love that video you posted.
Oh my God. Yeah. Maybe I should post that on the broadcast Instagram. But so I didn't drive at all in Ireland. It was like 10 extra euros a day to add a second driver. And I was like, I'll pass. Frank is very used to driving on like the tiny little, like, you know, Europeans or like back roads. However, this was on the left side. And so like that part was insane. And like, even though I didn't actually drive, just like being in the passenger seat on the left side of the car as a passenger. And then like on the left side of the street, it's a fucking mind fuck. It was a real trip. It like took a couple of days to even kind of get used to. I am so thankful and honestly a little bit surprised that we didn't have any accidents because Frank is an excellent driver, but holy shit. Some of those roads, like the highways are fine. Like once you get onto the highway, like that's fine. But those tiny little roads, holy shit, man. It was just crazy. But so like the other thing that was weird was like, before we actually picked up the car, we were like, okay, so like you shift gears with your left hand and like the pedals are all crazy, like backwards. Wow. So your feet are going to be backwards. And we're like, so like we were assuming that the gear shift would be sort of like also flipped. So like first and second would be like near you and then you would go out as you go, like you do and on our side. But no, it's the same configuration of the gearbox. But it's just in the middle. So you like start out and then go. It's just the whole thing was just crazy.
Do you think So it's like the metric system of driving a car.
Except the metric system makes sense. This was like,
So it's Fahrenheit for driving a car.
Yes, it's Fahrenheit for driving a car. You're like, this is upside down and backwards. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Makes sense to someone. I'm not sure why, but it makes sense to someone.
We're like, so when you're like walking down a street, do you like walk on the left side? Because like,
oh, that's
we
true.
Normally we tend to like, to you know, left, go towards right, look, the right, yeah. Because right. Cars,
you walk
right?
towards traffic, oh, so they yeah. can see you. Yeah, or you can see them.
Yeah, that part was a trip, but we survived, and yeah, it was a good trip. I got actually, I got a ring. That the ring that I wanted actually for my wedding ring. But that at the time I couldn't get, it's, of course now I'm blanking on the name, the
Clara.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
I got one of those in like, so Galway's like where they're from, Galway. And we bought it in the store that is like the only store that's been making them continuously since 1750. Mm-hmm. So it's currently like the oldest store that's been making them. So that was really cool.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So it was like, you know, 13 and a half years later, I got the wedding band that I wanted.
And it's a little piece of history.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so worth it.
That's really cool.
Totally. And it was like a little bit more expensive than I was expecting. So I almost didn't get it. And then Frank was like, no, like, it's fine. Like, you're not going to, you like, you don't know when you're going to be back here. Like, you just have to buy it. And it was totally fine. Like,
Yeah.
So I'm glad that he pushed me to get it. He's like, you've wanted this for 13 years. So like, just.
Yeah. You're not going to wake up one morning and regret that purchase.
Totally. Like 100%. Yeah. As soon as we left, I was like, oh yeah. Like, and as soon as we drove out of the city, I was like, oh yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's awesome. So, yeah. No, I love
things that are worth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you have that moment where you're like, you sit back and you're like, yeah, that was worth it. Like, I am going to love this for forever.
Totally.
Well, good. I'm really glad that you had an awesome trip.
Yeah, it was good. It was
and
fun.
Survived and survived the tiny cheap rental car.
Oh my God. Yeah, we did pay, we paid 35 euros for that rental. So
it's a pretty good deal.
Cheapest rental car I've ever had.
What is your favorite thing that you saw there?
Like
if somebody had one day to spend in Ireland, what would you say? Go do this.
I mean, like, I think that's hard because everything's kind of cool and it depends what you want. Like Dublin was cool and we didn't even see all of Dublin, but we just, cause like we walked around and, our hotel was kind of like in the center of the city. And so we just kind of like walked around from there. Everything that we saw in Dublin was cool. Like we went to some of like the tourist spots, like Temple Bar and stuff, but it's cool. Like it, you know, it's a tourist trap for a reason. Like it is cool and historic and fun and pretty. And Christchurch in Dublin, I really, really liked. That was really cool. Scenes from the Tudors have been filmed there. I haven't watched the Tudors, but.
Oh, I've seen the Tudors. It's okay. Good. It's good TV.
Yeah.
It's real good TV.
That was the place where I took the picture of the mummified cat and rat. If anyone.
I missed that. I thought I was like up to speed on all your amazing pictures. I don't think I saw that one. I'm gonna have to go back and look.
I can send it to you. They found it in the organ when they were like cleaning the organ.
And like the musical instrument or like a thing that goes in a human?
Well, it was a rat, so it could be in the organ. If it was
right.
Like
I don't know.
Person.
Some kind of weird mummification. Like, I don't judge. Yeah.
No, they're they're cleaning the instrument of the organ, which I'm assuming hadn't been done for like a very long time.
The instrument of the organ. Sorry.
Your instrument of the organ.
Yeah. It only took 10 minutes for us to make dirty jokes now. Things that...
The piano with the foot pedals. But anyway, so when they were cleaning it, they found basically a mummified cat that was chasing a mummified rat that was chasing it when neither of them were mummified. But they like got stuck in the pipes just so that it like also preserved them. So, oh my I mean, God. It's sad because they probably died a slow and horrible death. But then they got like mummified because they were preserved like that. And so when they were cleaning the organ, they found those. And it's, yeah, they have them in a display down in the dungeon, which is pretty cool.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. There's quite a journey for this poor cat and rat.
Right. It's like my brain is like zigzagging through all these terribly morbid, very in poor taste jokes. And I'm like, don't say that one. Nope. Don't say that one either. No. What's wrong with you?
I was just going to point out, I've been trying to figure out a dirty joke about tickling the piano with a foot pedal. But...
you tickle it with your fingers and toes.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, so that was really cool. I also really liked this place called Stagfort. So we did the Ring of Kerry, which we kept calling the Ring of Fire. It's not the Ring of Fire. That's different.
Fire. Down.
Playing with fire. Burns.
All right. As much as I'm excited that we have our first musical clip for the bloopers show.
Just taking advantage of the lower tones of my voice.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
That's
well,
right.
The Ring of Kerry was cool, just like in general. We had heard like to do that little trip, like in a car, like it's a little road trip thing, whatever. Anyway, and there's this tiny like spot on the map that we're looking at that's like a little monument. It's called Stagfort. And we're like, okay, we'll stop there. And we stop and we get out, and it's really cool because it's like kind of in the countryside, not too far up from the coast, so you can still see the water. And it's like behind this gate that it asks you to put €1 in per person, but the gate's not like locked or anything. Like it's like on, you know, the honor system, which I loved.
Yeah.
And so you put in your euro, and like when we go in, and we were there just totally alone. And so this fort is like this round, little like stone fortification that a family would have like lived inside,
uh-huh,
with like their household and whatnot as like protection. And so it's not, you know, huge. But anyway, it's been there for 2000 years, and it was just insane. And we were there completely alone, on the Irish countryside, with views of the sea. And then like you walk in through like the little door, and there are like little steps to go up top. You can just like walk around. Like there's no restrictions on where you can go. So you can just kind of like explore. And there were these two, what would have been sort of like rooms almost, kind of like built into the actual wall. And like you can go in there and see and like just sort of imagine how terrible it would have been to sleep in there. But it was just really, really cool. That was one of those things that like we hadn't really planned on. It wasn't like, we didn't like see it in a guidebook or anything, but yeah. We just sort of saw it like the day of when we were looking at the road, and it was just so cool.
That does sound really neat.
Yeah. And I think the thing about Ireland, and that's why it's hard to pick like a favorite, is that there are so many things like that. Just like, I mean, we saw this other like crazy ruins of this castle at Cashel. That was just really insane too. But like, the thing is like, they're everywhere. I mean, and that one's like a really well-known one. That's probably maybe like, I don't know, bigger and better preserved or whatever, but you just have ruins just everywhere. So the history was really fascinating. And I really like that because we, usually when I travel, I really like to go to like museums and stuff. And you know, like every country has like, you know, the works of art that you've been waiting to see that like you can only see there. So usually that's like high on my list. But for Ireland, we didn't do any art museums or anything, but I felt like we did a kind of perfect amount of like sort of like history museums.
Yeah.
Like that were usually like sort of integrated with the actual like sites that we visited. So we got to learn a lot about the history and just like all of the different invasions and stuff. And like I knew some of it, but you know, not there's tons more that I can learn. And so that was really fascinating and cool. And so, yeah, it's good.
That's awesome.
That's so great.
That is awesome. I didn't do anything nearly as excited on my break. Amanda, how was I know you had a very low key break as well, but you said you were going to see a lot of movies. Did you see a lot of movies?
I did. Although I don't know if you could tell by my voice, I clearly raged very hard during my break. No, I'm kidding. I'm just suffering a cold. Yes. No, I saw some movies, not as many as I thought I would. But I did see Little Women twice. So.
Oh, I still haven't seen it once. Yeah, I really wanted to watch it before we recorded, but
And I'm super bummed that Greta Gerwig and just like women in general got froze out from the Oscars this year, because to think that that is only, I think, her second film she's directed, it was really, I saw it both times I walked away thinking it was perfect. It was everything I wanted it to be. She took a story we all know so very well, retold it in a way that makes sense in a modern day, but still is authentic to the story itself. And she just pulled these beautiful performances out of all the actors, which is my big gripe of Academy Awards in general, is that they don't appreciate that kind of directing.
Yeah.
That it needs to be big and you need to be doing some kind of crazy shtick, but they don't take into account the subtle nuances of directing, and arguably the most important, which is pulling a beautiful performance out of your actors and shaping them into the best that they can possibly be. And I think that's exactly what she did in Little Women. And if you have not seen it, you should go see it.
Oh, yes, I will.
One of these days. Sorry, that was really down.
And I think, honestly, it's not one of those films. I mean, you should go see it on the big screen just to, you know, show out and, you know, tell all the big wigs in Hollywood that people show up for women-centric movies. Mm-hmm. But that being said, you can also perfectly enjoy this movie and have the same great experience watching it from the comfort of your couch.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I also went to go see Knives Out, which was a movie that Colleen talked a lot about. And so I saw it per her rave review, and I loved it just as much as you said.
It was awesome, right?
It was great. It was so much fun. It was part Clue, part Madcap. Like, all the actors in it were just awesome. It went places I didn't expect it to go.
Yeah.
It was really like – really like layered, and it was really, I so enjoyed it.
Yes, the gag with her was very funny.
Yeah,
no pun intended.
Yeah. Well, and then the knives themselves.
Oh, I loved that. I loved how that all just came such like full circle. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just
without
it was
being spoilery.
So well done. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of the big thing. I rearranged my closet,
which
has brought me such joy. I can't even tell you how excited I am every time I open my closet.
That's awesome.
It makes sense. Things fit better. I have more space in there. The cat wants to be in there. The cat will just wander around in there now. We're all very excited about the closet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What kind of changes did you make?
I just kind of rearranged everything. And so, because we, you know, apartment living, we only have two closets in the entire apartment. And they're both big, but like there's only two. So our hall closet is both like storage and our luggage and our coats and like our dress, you know, like dress clothes that we don't wear all the time. It's like all this sort of disparate things that were just kind of crammed in spaces. And I like pulled it all out and I sort of rearranged and I made like sections.
Nice.
So like, you know, certain things I couldn't move. Like our luggage had to stay where it was because it wouldn't fit anywhere else. Like our scarves had to stay where they were because they wouldn't fit anywhere else. But I kind of made like a clothing side and like a storage side that's got like our tools and our laundry and the vacuum and then like our summer like beach things like hanging up behind them. And
yeah.
Then I got a basket to put like all the extra crap that I didn't know where to put it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad that you Marie Kondo'd the shit out of your place.
Just the one thing. I also did my bedroom closet, but it wasn't as successful. I bought a storage bin. So I had this vision. I was going to store all my Christmas decorations together on two matching bins that stack. And I didn't account for the fact that there's a light there.
Oh.
So they don't both fit. Because Daniel's like, did you measure? I'm like, yeah, I measured. It fits. I didn't measure correctly. But I already wrote on the bin, like I wrote in Sharpie, Christmas decorations.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't take it back.
Oh, no.
So, no.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So we'll be fine.
Nice.
Someday I'll fix that next.
Nice.
And then we can relive all this joy at a later date.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. My office moved over the holidays, so I worked a lot of Christmas week. In the past few years, we've gotten that week in between off, and we had to go in this time to just be organized because we hit the ground running in 2020. But anyway, so everything was very low key. We didn't do anything on Christmas Day except for we went to this local farm that we do the pumpkin picking and whatnot in, and we saw they have Christmas lights and a hayride, so we did that with Jay's family because we were local, and that was fun. And then on the way home, we realized that we didn't really have any food in the house because we hadn't gone to Costco, and everything was closed. So we drove around, and then finally we decided we were going to go to Linwood Grill, the place that's by me. And just as we got there, Zach was like, I'm really tired. So we left without even getting out of the car. But it was and we went home and made chicken patties that are our backup meal during the week. So but it was fun, though. It was a little different Christmas than we usually do. But we all had a really good time. But I guess the big news in my house is that we've been doing the no drink January thing, and it fucking sucks so bad. literally every night I've been drinking a LaCroix with a big ice cube in a tumbler and pretending.
Throw a little lime wedge in there.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I mean, it's fine, but whatever. I'm like, oh man, this is, I don't know what I got myself into. There's 31 days in this month. Why didn't I pick no drink February?
Saw one of those morning news shows did a piece about dry January, and you will like this. The person they were talking to said it's actually more, it's better for your body to just not drink during the week and then drink responsibly over the weekend. So you're still getting the health benefits of alcohol. A expert said this, guys. I am not making this up.
Nice.
So I think you maybe can finagle the rules of your sobriety here.
Yeah, well, no, we have until 7 p.m. on January 31st because we're going to go see Rent at 8 p.m. is our showtime. So
nice.
You know, I saw a thing on the news also about dry January when I was still in France, and they said that it started in England, uh-huh. which was news to me. Huh. I just assumed it was an American thing, and maybe it is. I don't know. But they said that one of the benefits of doing an entirely sober January is that it helps. And this is maybe for people who drink more. It helps you reset what a normal level of drinking is.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I guess if you're already super capable of just not drinking during the week and drinking responsibly on the weekend, maybe you have less need of the reset. But for other people, I thought that was an interesting concept. And I thought about it, but I was in Ireland for the first week of January. So,
right.
Yeah, sorry. No, you're not drinking. No.
Right. We tried to do at least, or I did, to just do a dry week each month of the year just to kind of reset. But the problem is when we record, you know, I want to hang out and it's like a social thing here. And I realize that, you know, I'm on the computer, so it's not really like, you know, an in-person social thing. So maybe we can get to the psychology of that or something. But like still.
But I feel the same way. Like, yeah, it feels a little weird, like here with my tea.
Yeah. Like
it's not quite the same. Yeah. No, I totally get it.
Regardless. So anyway, I don't know. I will note that my stomach is a bit flatter. I haven't really lost it. So it started because the last, you know, few weeks of December was just like Christmas party upon Christmas party or holiday party upon holiday party. And like, you
Dude,
know,
tell me about it.
Just like I was the one night at the end of December, we ordered in like Asian food and I got we got chicken fried rice, pad thai and chicken lo mein, right? Because I didn't know what kind of noodles I wanted, so I figured my kids like noodles, they would eat the others. Well, they ate the fried rice and I ate both the lo mein and the pad thai. Yum. It was not my best showing. So it got to the point between that and like all the booze and stuff that I had to wear my pregnancy rings by like the end of December and they were getting too tight. So I was like, and Jay and I were like, you know, I think that we need to like dry out. So let's like dry out for a month. And that's, you know, what ended up happening. And now my rings fit again. So that's great. But anyway, I don't know. It feels like January is taking like forever, but we're already halfway through it. So I guess it's still moving on. And
totally halfway through. But I totally feel for you and with you because like that's how France was for me, especially until we went to Ireland. Cause we were just like, you know, it's winter and like, especially since we didn't go to Paris, we were just like kind of at the same place all the time, just like eating and drinking and eating and drinking. And it was to the point where like I told Frank, and this seems like very, very, very like first world problems, but it's like, I think that's probably the most champagne I've ever had in a 2 week period in my life. And that's really saying something cause we do drink a lot of champagne.
Yeah.
And like the thing is, it's not like you don't enjoy it the same afterwards. And even the food, like I love French food, but when you're sitting down for 4 hour meals like every day, it gets to a point where you're just kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah. And that's kind of what it was, you know, for us. And then the last like 2 days, it was like, well, we have to finish the bottle because otherwise there'll be temptation.
Otherwise it goes bad, right? Yeah.
No, it's like the temptation will be there. Like I had a horrible day today, and if we weren't doing No Dry January, I would probably have like not beer or wine out. It'd be like something harder. So like that's good that we got rid of it. So, but anyway, yeah, it's been an experiment. I don't know if I'll do it again, but. I definitely will commit to not drinking on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Anyway,
that's responsible. That's reasonable.
Yeah. I wanted to finish this though because I did not have an interesting Christmas, but my sister did.
Ooh.
And I wanted to share with you a series of text messages that I got from my sister on December 26th at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Picture. When you take down your Christmas tree immediately because baby praying mantises are crawling out of it.
Okay, what? How did they get there? What happened?
So, you know, at that point, so Caitlin says it, my one sister, my youngest sister, Christy, responds. She got her Christmas tree at the same time from the same Christmas tree farm that Caitlin did. She's like, oh my God, what if they're in mine too? And she starts like freaking out, like question mark, check, exclamation point, like, oh my God, how do I check mine? Like just a series of like freaking out. Jay, I tell him, he's like, oh my God, when I was in New York, because don't forget he was in New York, you know, beginning of December because of the training. And he was like, when I was in New York, I totally saw a report about that on the news about baby praying mantises coming out of Christmas trees. They look like pine cones, but they're actually praying mantis eggs. So then...
Oh my God.
Yeah. So totally a thing. Then my mom pipes in with, there was a mantis egg case that looked like a chrysalis sack, which was funny because my sister then texted me and Christy, Caitlin texted me and Christy separately. She was like, it's really funny because I saw that pine cone looking, I saw that. And I told my husband like, ha ha ha, that looks like little balls. Little did I know. So anyway, here's the story.
Oh my God.
So my mom was over there and she goes, okay, so mom mentions that there are two little bugs behind the tree. No big deal. Get a tissue and get them. Then I notice that there's four more above my windowsill. Obviously, we quickly put together that this is coming from the tree, but mom and dad don't think it's a big deal because trees can have bugs. You kill them and that's it. Then I see the sack that now looks like some cotton ball is sticking out of the end of it. Literally, I got chills up my spine and I felt like Rory Gilmore when she said the termites were all over her.
Oh my God.
Mom and dad are like, it's not a big deal. And I'm like, there is an egg sack! 17 exclamation points. More and more being spotted on the walls right behind the tree. I immediately say, this tree is getting out of my house, and I grab an empty diaper box and start putting all of my ornaments in it. So she's like flinging the ornaments off the tree, like just like ripping them down, putting them in the box. Dad helps when mom's holding Wyatt, who's just chilling like a villain. And dad is going back and forth killing the bugs. And he's, so the way her house was set up, the tree was in the corner and she has a glass end table, right? That has her like internet box and they keep the remotes there and like one of those little remote tray thingies. So dad is killing the bug, back and forth killing the bugs, and he's been stepping over the glass, stepping on my glass table as he hops over. Suddenly, mom and I hear a loud smash and see dad half on the floor, half inside the table with glass all over the floor.
Oh my God.
Is he okay?
So my dad fell through the table.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so the table broke. Her husband had been outside. He came inside to see what was going on because apparently he missed like all of this. And then my niece comes in and says, you know, what's going on here? You're being too noisy, and yells at us all to calm down and quiet down. So then, you know, my dad ends up unscrewing the bottom of the tree and they basically like take the whole tree and like throw it outside. And then my brother-in-law ends up taking the rest of the ornaments and lights off outside.
Oh my God.
And then she said, oh yeah. And we are still catching and killing them.
Oh my God.
I know.
My skin's crawling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm itching myself.
So good times. Check next year. Here's a broadcast. You heard it here first. Party tip. Make sure you check your check your Christmas tree for praying mantis ball sacks.
Yep. And pine cones. Like your Christmas tree shouldn't have pine cones on it. Like just assume they're praying mantis egg sacks and just don't get that tree.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Good times.
Oh my gosh. Like, so these pictures are insane. They really do look like pine cones.
They do look like pine cones, right?
That's insane.
Crazy. The advice on this article that I just sent you guys is if you happen to see a walnut-sized/shaped egg mass on your Christmas tree, don't fret. Clip the branch and put it in your garden.
Ah.
Ah, yeah.
Well, I guess pregnantises do have positive...
Economic,
not just when they're in your house causing a... ecological, you know.
Effects. Don't fret.
Yeah, good
a party.
Ugh. All right. So on that note, I know this is a little late into the show, but a couple of whatever. We'll do housekeeping later. So that's what I had. Shandy, speaking of PSAs, have you heard the news that came out about Thinks?
I have not. Oh shit! Is this going to make me hate them even more? I mean, I love them, but you know, there are problems. What's the news? What's the news?
Apparently, a recent investigation by Sierra Club's magazine Sierra found that the crotches of Thinks contain polyfluoral alkali substances, or PFAs. These chemicals have been linked to cancer and fertility problems in human. So right next to the vag is probably not the best place for storing them.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So,
do you have any idea how much money I spent on Thinks?
I just want to give everybody a heads up because I heard that this morning and was like, shit.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I would check. I would do some research before you burn the thanks. You know, how reliable is a story? How well tested are they? Et cetera, et cetera. I just did a Google search for thanks, and I clicked on Jezebel's link. I'm not really sure why, because Jezebel is the worst, but it came up first, so that's how I ended up there. But anyway, yeah, I would do a search and do some research, all of you that are using thanks. And it says, in order to test the levels, this lady brought to the lab. Just kidding. That's not a viable option for most people. Yeah. Of three brands that were brought to be tested by this one journalist who did the investigation, the main line of Thinx underwear and their product marketed to teens were the only ones that tested positive for this PFA. So I guess whatever the third one is not. Anyway, do your research. I just wanted to get that out there to everyone. There's a addendum. I'm sorry. So there was an update this evening from Thinx CEO, and she said Thinx uses both OCS and certified and GOTS certified organic cotton, and our product safety testing is conducted to meet the robust European safety standards of REACH and OEKOTEX, which include testing for some PFA chemicals based on the third-party test. PFAS chemicals were not detected. So they're saying that their tests don't detect it. This journalist is saying the tests that she did detect them. So I don't know. Do your research. All right. Happy, oh, happy. Dear.
Can women not just have
one thing?
Have nice
menstrual products that won't also kill us. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yep. Apparently not.
I'm so sorry.
No, thank you.
You're welcome. I felt bad being the bearer of bad news like that. Or the bearer of life-saving news. Who knows?
Exactly.
All right. So I had something, but we kind of did a little bit of catch up for the beginning of this show. So I'm going to save this for next week. Do we want to get into some feedback, starting with, I guess, Facey Back, aka Matt's What She Said?
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
All right. Very good. Very good. Okay, so we're going to go into the feedback portion of the show, but first we're going to take a quick commercial break. All right. And we are back and ready to rehear all the inadvertently dirty things that we said a month ago that I'm sure we don't remember. Even I probably don't remember what was said. So let's take it away, Shandy.
All right. I forgot about our new open. It was a pleasant surprise.
I prefer to think of this as the end.
Call it whatever you want. Doesn't matter anymore.
While you're winding down, I'm gearing up.
I'm sorry we started a little late tonight.
It's loosely tied.
You're buying individual cans.
I feel like we haven't gotten anywhere important yet.
Are you guys around for the next few days or so to jump on for 30 minutes and do that with me?
I may switch when we break.
They're plastic, so they're break-proof.
I was talking about my little tumblers, my Mary and Joy ones. You don't have to Matt-splain. I got there.
That's where my head went first.
I can't even pick one.
Oh, I had it in college.
I'm pulling it up right now.
I haven't gotten that far yet.
It comes out on Friday.
Put that in a place where I can see it every day.
Go in with conviction. You don't have to make it to the end.
It brings you to 4 times.
Should I just do that again?
I nailed it the first time.
I think I'm going to leave all of this in.
Stretch to fit.
Let's do this. The Andy thing.
It's a pull away shot.
And here comes the extra 20 minutes.
JP, fuck you. That was only a minute and 46 seconds.
You were just getting into it.
That's for Matt.
What I need to figure out is how to do them all, maybe less frequently, but at the same time.
It was just weird, this thing Colleen did that she lets me do it with her sometimes. Wait, what? It was just this weird thing Colleen did that she let me do with her sometimes. What was that for? Mm,
I have no idea.
All right.
Yeah. And now it's a legitimate thing we do together ritualistically. Not just we'd get drunk and sometimes do it.
Were these things we actually said? Are they?
I don't remember. I really don't remember.
No. Podcasting.
Podcast.
The rooftop sessions.
Oh, that's right. Wow, yeah. Good memory, Shandy.
I re-listened to that today. So.
My goodness, something. I said it.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay, back to the list. No, my wallet is in there.
Thanks, you guys, so much for doing this with me for another calendar year.
Some of these things go along.
Yes, they do. Good times. Well, thank you, Matt, so much. Speaking of times, I believe Amanda has a date with some NyQuil. So we are on a 30 minute warning right now.
Yep. It's going down, guys, in real time.
That reminds me of, actually, maybe now's not the time to reminisce about medication. If we're trying to get through this.
Well, say she's only opening it. Go ahead. You have until she swallows.
When I finally went to a pharmacist in Ireland, and broke down and should have gone earlier, but that's the American in me. And anyway, I explained what I had and the pharmacist like gave me some stuff. And one of the things she gave me was Sudafed. And I kept being like, but this doesn't make you drowsy, right? Because I was really concerned. I didn't want to be drowsy. I was like sick of being drowsy. And it didn't occur to me until after we left that, oh yeah, Sudafed's the thing that people make meth with. It actually makes you the opposite of drowsy.
It actually does make me drowsy. Which
Sudafed?
Maybe I would be terrible at doing meth.
I think that's a good thing to not be good at doing meth. But I felt like a very naive little American, because in the US, like, you have to sign a thing when you get Sudafed.
Yeah, you do.
Because they track.
Oh, right.
So that you can't buy like mass quantities.
Yeah. Thanks, Walter White.
Yes. One other medical thing really quick before I forget, because I meant to mention it. Frank has gone to like some doctors over there for various things. He's had Achilles tendonitis for a while. And so he went to a physical therapist and they're doing a sonogram. That's what it's called, right? And I was like, yeah, I'll just do it over there. And like, we can try to get it reimbursed by our insurance here, whatever. Like, it'll be fine. Right. He texted me today. He's like, guess how much it costs? It's like, I have no idea. So any guesses?
Zero.
$5.
If he was in, like, if we were living in France, he wouldn't be paying for it because, you know, he'd be covered. But he has to pay out of pocket. And
how much?
35 euros.
Wow, that's like the cost of your rental car.
35 fucking euros. Like, to pay full price, and then we'll try to get reimbursed.
For an ultrasound? That's awesome.
For an ultrasound, that's what it's called, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, hashtag insurance. Hashtag, that's part of our problem. Hashtag, costs are too high, just in general. Hashtag, when the government actually, like, negotiates.
Speaking of costs being too high, I had to buy plane tickets one way for the four of us to fly back in the end of February from my nephew's baptism, and it was going to be $1,100 for four of us one way. It was $258. Fuck you, Southwest. Fuck you. So what we had to do is Alex and I are going to fly, because now I have to pay for Alex, and his second birthday is February 9th, so we have to buy his ticket for the end of February. I had points to get me, so Zach is driving back after Alex's birthday with my parents because he's tracked out that week. And then we're going to fly up on the Friday night, me, Jay, and Alex. And I used points for that. And then it was to take us home. I had enough points for two of us. So I used them for me and Alex. And then I was like, all right, well, let me just go on and pay for Jay and Zach for the one way. And it was, you know, $560 whatever dollars because it was $258 again per ticket one way. So they, my dad is very kind enough. Alex and I are leaving at 6 a.m. And so my dad's going to drop us off at 5 a.m. at the airport, and then he's in Long Island, and then he's going to drive into JFK and take Jay and Zach for an 8 a.m. flight there.
Oh, man.
Wow. And because we have a layover and theirs is direct, they're still going to land before we do.
Oh.
But you know what? It's not No Drink February. So there will be Bloody Marys.
It's drink up for birthday month, February.
Yep, hell it's yeah. A happy birthday month. Cheers. We have a layover.
Oh, man. Anyway, sorry. I like how we're like, hold on, Amanda. The clock is ticking. But don't fall asleep on us just yet.
Yeah. You wanted to add a layer of excitement to the podcast.
Yes.
I ended up.
Yeah. All right. Facey back. Here we go. Feedback. Here we go. And I think we're going to kick this puppy off with a voicemail from two of our favorite people, Maggie and Elena.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. It's Maggie.
And Elena.
We just had brunch at First Watch in Northern Virginia.
Celebrating a belated Christmas mini Virginia meetup.
So, yay, Team First Watch.
Representing. Leading our way across the country, one First Watch at a time.
So we just wanted to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Aw, yay.
Aww. Google Voice transcribes that as, love you guys, the Vine.
Awesome.
We love you guys too. Thank you for calling in. Oh my goodness. And yeah. I love that there. Yeah.
One of these days I will get to First Watch.
It's better than Waffle House, even though I've never been to the Waffle House.
I feel like most things are better than Waffle House.
I think that's fair, and I haven't been there either.
Yeah. All right. Moving on, we've got an email from Mandy that our Mandy is going to read.
Yes, indeed. Okay. So the dear Mandy. I don't know. I think it's kicking already. The NyQuil is happening. It's happening. It's happening. Okay. Oh, cut all this out.
I would say that Mucinex and Advil Cold and Sinus are the two things that make me super hyper. Not that that helps you right now because you're on the NyQuil, but you know.
Yeah, man. You know, we're doing a thing.
Non sequiturs, go.
Okay. So Mandy says, Happy New Year, broads. I hope you all had a fabulous break. I was inspired by Amanda and Shandy to do the 1 second a day thing this year. It's day 7 and I forgot 2 days already. What tips do you have to remembering? Do you have any suggestions on mixing it up with different videos or pictures so it's not the same thing over and over? Mandy. Well, I think I often forget days, so don't get down on yourself for that. What I found is the most helpful thing for me is I have my camera on my phone set to always take live photos.
Yes.
So then you always have a little video. So it makes it easier to do it like at any point. So I'll usually just like try and take a live photo when I think of it during a day, and then I'll go into the 1 second a day app and I'll like load a couple in.
Totally.
Yep.
Well, and actually like, so the way that I do it, I always take pictures just on my camera. Like I never take pictures in the app. And then when I go to the day, it shows me all of the pictures from that day. Mm. Is that the same?
Same.
Yeah. So then you can just choose. And then very occasionally I will completely forget to take any picture at all on a given day. Or sometimes you'll take only one picture and it's kind of lame, but like I'll usually, I'll go with that. And then very occasionally, if I forget to take a picture at all, I'll just take a picture from the day previous or the day after. Call it good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Exactly. Nobody knows. And I think it's like, I think I try and frame it for myself as kind of a little challenge of like being really present in a day and trying to find the unique thing that I did that day that made that day special. So like Today is kind of a tough one because part of it is, you know, here we are together podcasting again after mm-hmm. several weeks. But the other kind of special thing that happened today is for Christmas, Daniel bought me a reusable straw. And I used it for the first time.
Oh, today.
So cool. I took a picture of that.
Cool.
That's yeah, it's great. Really cool. It's like a magic wand. It like folds up and it like bounces like into a straw form.
Nice.
Well, that's neat.
That's cool. Really cool.
It's got a little lip thing. It kind of looks like a pan flute, but it's. But anyway, I digress.
That's really cool. Yeah, no, it's definitely easier on like the days like if you're on a trip or something. So you take a bunch of pictures and they're all going to be cool. So you just kind of then you have to pick what's your favorite, but.
Yeah, that's, you know, so I tried the photo a day because I was going to do Alex's first year, right? So I took the picture starting on like February 10th and I was going to do that. And that did not last very long. I think I made it all the way till April like 30th and then missed a day. And because I'm such a completist, I just was like, oh, whatever. And so what I was doing was live pictures and that's how I got started on live pictures. And I would time to time try to like catch up and do the live pictures. And then at some point I just never got back to it. But I should. I mean, I bought the app. I've had it for almost 2 years.
I'm still just using the free version.
There's a free version?
I can't remember.
Wasn't it? Or did I have to
like,
buy
no, you like had to buy it. It's like, oh, yeah, it's like
yeah, it's
though.
Not expensive.
Okay. Yeah, it was like $1 or $1.99.
Yeah, I think it's like $1.99 or something.
Yeah.
I must have got that and I just haven't done any of the additional purchases. But it's really I personally enjoy like occasionally like watching your video, like how much you have of it so far.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Me too. And it also helps you like just see sort of where you've been, what you're sort of repeating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Lots of cats.
Yeah, and I think repeating's not a bad thing.
No, definitely. It shows if something's repeating, it's probably for a reason.
Yeah, like I kind of like the cyclical repetition of like your routine. It's sort of showing you your routine, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Let's see. Our next email is from Jamie Joe, and it is hashtag Team Universe with a heart. And this is an article from awarenessact.com, and it's some scientists now believe that the universe itself is conscious. And this is from June 2017. A new scientific concept has recently come to light, which scientists are calling panpsychism. Panpsychism says that the universe could be capable of consciousness, which could change everything. For quite some time, scientists have been working to understand the universe, where it came from, and why we are here. However, they have often come up short until now. The scientist responsible for such a notion is Gregory Matloff, and his ideas are shocking, to say the least. According to Matloff, a scientist at New York City College of Technology, his recently published paper, humans could be like the rest of the universe in spirit, in substance, and in spirit. Futurism reported that a proto-consciousness field could extend throughout all space. Basically, in layman terms, the entire cosmos could be self-aware. Hey, speaking of cosmos, isn't it awful that Neil deGrasse Tyson turned out to be a creep and now we can't even like that show anymore? I know, such a bummer. Going back, another supporter of panpsychism is this dude from some other place. He says that biological organisms are conscious because when they approach a new situation, hold on, an ad just loaded and scrolled me up. When they approach a new situation, they are able to change their behavior in order to thwart a bad situation. Due to this view, he is trying to see if he can measure the level of consciousness a being displays. So he's going to do some experiments. This is 2 years ago, 3 years ago almost. So I'm wondering if we could maybe someday like look up what the results of the experiment was. But I mean, I totally believe that there's definitely some sense of like everything course corrects, right? So there's definitely some sense of something in the universe that, you know, keeps things going, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I like it.
Me too.
Yeah. So thanks, Jamie. Yeah, I was familiar with the term panpsychism before, so I'm glad to get the opportunity to kind of discuss it. But yeah, cool. Hashtag Team Universe. Moving into 2020, I like it.
Team Universe.
Yeah. Also, 2017 was 3 years ago, so I'm an idiot and can't do math.
New year. None of us have gotten used to writing 2020 yet.
I know.
I wrote 2010 the other day by accident because I just was so confused that it was 2020.
I have totally done that before. Yeah. Well, I tell you how when we're in October, when we're in August, I'll frequently write 10 instead of 8. Huh. I do that all the time. And I think part of it is because August used to be like the 10th month of the year or something, right? I don't fucking know. No, it was never that. No, I think it's because my dad's birthday is August 10th. Always for the longest time when I thought of August, I thought of the 10th. But I always write 10. Yeah, it's really. Yeah. I wonder if I write 8 for October. I probably do that because October used to be the 8th month of the year.
Oh, crazy. I very often mix up March and May. But that's because they both start with an M, and that's too much for me.
And an A. They're both muh.
Muh.
Muh. All right. Let's finish this up with an Andy update, and then we've got some exciting announcements about our upcoming schedule.
All right. So Andy writes in, new year, same virginity. Hey, broads. Hope you all had a great holiday season and are ready to take on 2020 with your respective battle plans. Yes. Mine were fine. Typically, the holidays have been low-key affairs where I hang out with my family and watch movies in between / while eating. Then I rang in the new year while eating Chinese food and watching more movies. So no news in that other realm, not that I was expecting much to happen during the holidays. One of the benefits of the 2.5 years I've been writing to you is, as time has gone on, you're getting a better idea of what it's been like as far as the passage of time. The year starts and we're like, surely something will happen this year. And before you know it, it's New Year's Eve again. And we're like, well, shit. Well, hopefully this year is different because every year is. And at least you can keep using that Monkees parody theme song. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Hey, hey, we're the broadcast.
I mean, it is a good song.
It is a great song.
Yeah.
And Chinese food is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know.
It's a good way for any holiday. Christmas, New Year's.
Because I ate a carton of lo mein after I had finished pad thai. I know. It's delicious.
It's delicious.
Yum. Sounds good. Good.
Yeah, I'm so jealous of that.
Anyway, cool. Well, it's good to hear from you, Andy, though. Happy 2020. Hopefully this is your year.
Yeah.
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 Sending those good vibes out into the universe.
Yeah.
We will update the song, get new lyrics.
That's true. Great. Songs can be rewritten.
Totally.
Yeah, they can.
Second verse.
Same as the first. No, different as the first. No. Different as the first. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of the second verse.
Yes. And celebrating Andy got down.
No.
I don't know. We'll workshop it. Good thing we've got plenty of live shows for Brian to show up to and help us out with, or a Facebook group, which he could also do that. Speaking of live shows, we have to be live for the patrons at some point, the Hangout level patrons, which I think next week is the only opportunity that we're going to have. But plot twist, we are recording next Monday instead of Tuesday evening. Do we have a time for recording yet, ladies?
I have like a hard out around 4, I think.
And that would be 7.
So we need to start like 2 hours before that.
Yeah, so 4, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, so looks like we're having dinner with the broadcast on. Okay, why don't we say 4 o'clock? So that way, if we say 4 o'clock, we don't cut into dinner time at any point. So 4 is what? Somebody help 1 me o'clock. With the math. Yeah. 4 is what?
4 is 1.
Okay. 1 o'clock.
I'm free all day. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good to go.
Yeah, 1 o'clock is fine.
All right,
happy that you can accommodate. So
we're going to have daytime. a daytime broadcast next week. So we will be recording at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Figure out the math for the others. Clearly, math is not my strong suit tonight. And that would be on Monday the 20th, and that will be for the patrons. So, yay for that. Let me see. Oh, my God. I'm leaving out the most exciting update that we have, or announcement that we have, and that would be the Real Weird Sisters. We're going to be doing our annual crossover with them, our third annual crossover with them. We are recording on Tuesday, January 28th. Last year we had enough that we broke it up into two parts. We'll see what happens this year. I think that that's going to be depending on you guys, how much feedback you have for us. So we would love to start getting some feedback for our annual crossover with the Real Weird Sisters, and that would be the broadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-273-2676. Please make sure you hit us up with that, because those shows are some of my favorite that we do each year, because they've been really, really just fun. It's great to have Alice and Martha on, as always. That's it. Speaking of fun shows, go back and check out the blooper show from January. I don't know what date that was. The 11th, maybe? No, I don't know. Go back to episode 3.23, our blooper show, and 3.24, which was a special bonus clip show from Bonus Clips. If you're not a patron and want to hear a little bit of what the patrons have access to, you can do that on... you can go to patreon.com/janejack. You can go to janejack.com, click on the Become a Patrons link on the top right-hand corner of the page. We would love to have your support. We would appreciate it very much. So thank you to the patrons that we currently have supporting us. We really appreciate it. And thank you to the patrons that contribute at a certain level. That would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Drake the Destroyer, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier. Thank you guys, as always. I think that that's pretty much it for me. A little bit of a shorter show this week again, just because, I don't know, we played catch up in the beginning, and that was fun. And yeah, go check out your thinks. Go read up on that. Read up on that if you're so inclined to. Shop at the Amazon affiliate link. janejack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letter. And this is weird. This is pretty much it. We'll be back in the full swing of things next week, though. We promise. I'll be 1 week closer to booze, so I'll be
Hooray. We'll start the countdown clock.
Oh, the countdown clock started on January 1st. It's really not that bad. It's just fun to complain about it. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I have learned a few things about myself, though. Turns out I make stupid comments on Facebook whether or not I am drinking or not. So that was kind of a bummer. I was like, damn, I still do it. I thought I'd go to sleep earlier. No, I go into bed earlier, but I just sit on my phone and play with my phone and still go to bed too late.
Anyway. You still have a couple weeks to go, so maybe that'll change.
Yeah, probably not, though. Maybe I should read a book. No, if I wasn't, I don't know. Reading a book is a whole other level that doesn't involve dry January. Just involves self-discipline, I guess. Anyway. All right. Does anybody else have anything? Amanda, I think we made it within your half an hour time span with a good 5 or 6 minutes to spare.
Oh, good. I'll be able to brush my teeth and not fall asleep in the sleep.
Yeah.
I'm also out of beverages. So we're like, this is going to get dangerous. Start coughing and I can't. I have nothing to relieve it.
Uh-oh.
So, oh, no.
Yeah. This is good timing, I think.
Yeah. Shandy, and do you have anything?
Nope.
Okay. Well, yeah. On that note, guys, again, we'll be back in full force next week. Thanks for listening on our easing back into recording, because it's been a month.
Yep. Show. Sorry, guys. I'll rest up and I'll be back in fighting order next week. I promise.
We'll see. We'll see you Hangout Level patrons next on Monday the 20th at 4 Eastern. All right. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
All right. Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.